Welcome to the Transfiguration of Our Lord Sunday Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota, February 27, 2022. This is Pastor Olana. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter blurted out that it was good the disciples were there, so they could build shelter for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Our being close to our Lord, though, is not good so that we might do something for Him. Rather, it is good because we know He has done so much for us. Moses, the greatest prophet according to the reading from Deuteronomy, spoke God's word, but Jesus is the word, effecting our forgiveness and salvation in His sacrifice for us. His departure, as Luke puts in the Gospel, is literally His exodus, not from slavery in Egypt like Moses, but from sin and death through His sacrifice on the cross. Our Lord is the builder of His house, the church. Only because we have been forgiven it is good for us to be here. For how the Psalm reminds us, the Lord our God is holy. May the gracious Lord bless you this morning as you worship with us.
Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true and only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high, be near, Day star in my heart appear. Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by thee. Joyless is the day's return, till thy mercy's beams I see, till they inward light impart, glad my eyes and warm my heart. Visit then this soul of mine, pierce the gloom of sin and grief, fill me radiancy divine, scatter
day. We open our service in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, keep record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and not we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Now with this confession, receives absolution. Almighty God in His mercy has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgive all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ in His authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, have mercy, Christ, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mystery of the faith by testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 1 through 12. Then Moses went up from plain of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all the Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb and the plain that is the valley of Jericho, the city palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried, him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Bethpor. But no one knew the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was undimmed and his vigor unbeaten. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses was ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there has no arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, none like him for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, the Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to his land, and of all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in the heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and the high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much as more glory has the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as son, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence in our boasting, in our hope. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavily with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying this thing, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid. As they entered the cloud, and a voice came out of the cloud and saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and he kept silent, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess our confessions in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. In Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Church may share, which Christ upon the
blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of the Epistle lesson for Transfiguration Sunday. But first we begin with prayer. Almighty God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for all we have received in the past week, spiritual and physical. We ask that in your goodness you would grant us your favor in the coming week also. And now, open our ears and hearts to hear your word, that it may prove fruitful in our lives. We pray for the Spirit's guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. We've come to the end of the Epiphany season. The Epiphany season is that part of the church year that demonstrates that the babe born in Bethlehem and the child who grew to manhood, who was seen and known in common daily life, is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, God in man made manifest. It is also to show how in the love of God, this Jesus is saving his people from their sins. Sunday after Sunday adds to the manifestations till we reach the Transfiguration Mountain and behold there the climax of the Epiphanies. The last Sunday of the season, immediately before the season of the Passion, known as Lent, is historically appropriate in our Lord's life. He descends from the mountain of Transfiguration, and heartened by the voice of the cloud, sets his face to go up to Jerusalem. That voice out of the cloud, which is the Heavenly Father, confirms Jesus as the Savior, the Son of God, when he says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." In addition to Jesus and the three disciples, two others appeared, the Old Testament prophets Elijah and Moses. Moses and Jesus Christ are compared in our epistle lesson today from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 6. Therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future. But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast. Thus far the reading from Hebrews. Note that the Heavenly Father calls for us to listen to Christ, which brings us to know more of him and encourages our trust in him. Christ was sent by God to us. He is the great revealer of the true faith which we profess and of that hope which we have. Therefore, we believe in Christ Jesus, who is called both apostle and priest in this text. Apostle is applied to Jesus only here in the New Testament, but the idea that God sent him is more frequent, especially in the fourth gospel, John's gospel. Apostle meaning sent. The basic idea is that of mission. Jesus was sent by the Father to accomplish his purpose, and that was his mission. High priest brings before us the sacrificial nature of that mission. In the Greek, the verse ends by naming him simply Jesus. Though he is the most glorious of beings, this name draws attention to his humanity. But Jesus, the Son of Man, is also Son of God. As such, he accomplishes his work as apostle sent by the Father and as high priest sacrificing himself for our forgiveness. The writer to the Hebrews also refers to Moses. He prefers to accept Moses as faithful, yet he sees Jesus' faithfulness as much more comprehensive than Moses. Moses was no more than part of the house, but Jesus made the house. Again, Jesus as Son was over the house, whereas Moses was a servant in the house. The house, of course, is the household, the people, not the building. and we are God's house, the people of God. Moses was a member of that house and proved faithful there. The adjective all may point to a concern both Moses and Jesus had for the whole house. The Jews had a high opinion of the faithfulness of Moses, but he was not perfect. Yet his faithfulness was a type of the coming Messiah, the Christ. Jesus is that promised Christ. He was faithful in his obedience to the Heavenly Father in all respects. He proclaimed the good news of salvation. He healed the sick and injured. He gave his life on the cross, and on the third day rose from the dead. As the eternal Son of God, he called the Holy Christian Church into being. He is its Savior and Master. He and the Father sent the Holy Spirit so that we, the members of the Church, can walk by faith in the ways of Christ. We remain steadfast in our faith and persevere until the end. Every meditation on Christ and our salvation brings us wisdom, love, confidence, and obedience. In verse 5 in our text, the writer repeats his statement that Moses was faithful in God's house. Now he makes a further point. Whereas Moses was no more than a servant, Jesus was greater, for he was son over the house. The thought is still that of Moses' faithfulness. There is no criticism of him, but his faithfulness consisted in his discharge as his role as a servant. The word for servant denotes an honored servant, one who is above a slave, but still a servant. Here the emphasis is on the subordinate, if honorable, capacity of a servant. The writer goes on to say that Moses' faithfulness did not relate to his own day only. He was testifying to what would be said in the future. In other words, whereas Moses' service pointed beyond itself to a greater future, that is, Jesus' word and work, was ushered in and will usher in God's final great day. The house over which he is Lord in the last days, that is, during our time also, that house is made up of people from all nations, whose confidence, pride, and hope is fixed on Jesus, not on Moses. Our position as God's house is something of which we may be proud. We have a good gift from God. Instead of being ashamed of this gift, we should glory in it. Boast is connected with hope. Hope is used in the New Testament as looking forward to the future. But more characteristically, it is the Christian hope, the certainty that God will carry out his promises, especially those in the gospel. The Christian looks forward eagerly, expecting God's triumph on the last day. And that triumph will take place at the end of time. Meanwhile, we remain and persevere as God's help by the blessing of the Holy Spirit. We do so in quiet confidence, knowing that Jesus Christ is the Lord of his church. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, as members of your church, help us live in readiness for the last day when you will return in glory. As we hear and obey your word, send your Spirit to strengthen our faith and guide us in holy living. It is this blessing, Heavenly Father, we seek in Jesus' name. Amen.
Spirit within me, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Sing to Jesus, His the scepter, His the throne. Alleluia, His the triumph, His the victory.